USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Despite backlash from Democrats and Republicans alike, the comedian who hosted the White House Correspondents' Dinner on Saturday night says she would do it all over again. Michelle Wolf being criticized for harsh jokes aimed at members of the administration, including Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders. But Wolf says in a Monday interview,
I wouldn't change a single word that I said. I'm very happy with what I said, and I'm glad I stuck to my gun.
Wolf speaking there on NPR's Fresh Air. Iranian officials are denying claims by Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu that Iran broke the terms of the 2015 International Nuclear Agreement. An Iranian foreign ministry official says today it's part of a pack of lies aimed at influencing President Trump to pull out of that nuclear deal. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey, moms and dads, there's a new True Blue American Hero in theaters now.
In fact, I thought of a name for him.
His name is Stubby.
Sergeant Stubby, an American Hero, is a heartwarming animated adventure for the whole family based on the incredible true story of America's most decorated dog.
I confer the honorary rank of sergeant on Stubby, the regimental mascot.
You could all learn something from him.
Now playing in theaters nationwide, go see it today.
Wayne Allen Root for Bullet Blocker. I love these guys. Sometimes you find a product and you go, wow, why didn't I think of that? Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff, Joe Curran invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a successful Made in the USA company that offers bullet-resistant products to your most precious asset, your children. Backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, briefcase, and more. Bullet Blocker gives your kids the gift of life. Stylish clothing that protects like police body armor. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10%. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
It has the chance to be a big event.
President Trump discussing possible sites for his planned summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, saying several are still being looked at.
We're looking at various countries, including Singapore, and we are also talking about the possibility of the DMZ.
And reports are Kim Jong-un has also said the DMZ would be a great meeting place for the two. You'll remember last Friday, Kim Jong-un and the South Korean president met there. The White House pushing back the deadline to enact stiff steel and aluminum tariffs. The White House says the May 1st deadline is being extended for 30 days to allow further discussions. The extensions impact the EU, Canada, and Mexico. Agreements have been reached in principle for Argentina, Australia, and Brazil. According to a survey of 20,000 Americans by health insurance company Cigna, more young Americans are likely than senior citizens to report being lonely and in poor health. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
The Metro editor for the New York Times newspaper abruptly resigning on Monday following an internal investigation, though neither Wendell Jamison nor the paper have specified the reasons for his departure. A spokesperson for the Times confirming the resignation, but declining to offer specifics about the investigation, what led to it, and what led to Jamison's resignation. Jamison only said in a statement he regrets and apologizes for mistakes and for leaving under these circumstances. The Republican who lost to a Democrat in a special U.S. Senate race in Alabama last December, filing a lawsuit against three women who accused him of sexual assault just weeks before the balloting. Roy Moore saying the three were part of a political conspiracy aimed at preventing his election.
What we've documented in this complaint will show the people of Alabama that these people knew what they were doing. They described what they were going to do. They did it. And they bragged about doing it afterwards.
The lawsuit's asking for compensatory as well as punitive damages. It claims the three accusers all have ties to the Democratic Party. It also blames the, quote, liberal media for working to ensure that Moore would, as he did, lose the election. And a CNBC Survey Monkey poll out this morning finds most small business owners believe business conditions are good, though nearly 30% expect trade policies to have a negative impact on their businesses soon. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.